Be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding. Be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding. I don't know about all of you, but this weekend and the readings of this weekend, for me, it feels like Advent. It feels like we're preparing, and we hear those words a lot: be vigilant, be prepared, stay awake. These are all things that we have in mind during the season of Advent leading up to Christmas. It all implies that someone is coming. Someone is going to arrive, and we must be prepared for them. I remember as a kid growing up, sometimes, some weekend nights, Friday nights or Saturday nights, my parents would go out, and so we would have a babysitter come and watch me and my siblings, and that was always okay. You know, we had nice babysitters who were friendly and fun. But it was never the same as when your parents were home. And so I always remember looking forward to when my parents would arrive back home. And whether I was in bed or I was still awake when they got back, I remember, oddly enough, the smell that would come along with my parents as they came home. Because you don't have to be too old to remember the days when smoking cigarettes was allowed inside every restaurant and bar. And so if my parents were perhaps at a wedding or out to eat, they'd come back, my dad had this black leather jacket, and that thing smelled like smoke. But in some strange way, that smell was kind of comforting because it meant my mom and dad are home. Things are okay. Things are safe. There was a certain comfort that came with their presence there, and oddly enough, with that smell as well. Someone is coming. Someone is arriving. That much is true from our readings today. And I think we can read these readings, especially the gospel, in one of two ways. We can read it in fear of punishment that Jesus talks about that will come to those who are not prepared, who are not awake, who are not ready, and a certain amount of that is probably good. We should have a certain fear. But I think even more so, I read these readings and I'm filled with joy. I'm filled with joy because the God who loved us so much to come down to earth, to become a little baby boy, to walk our walk, talk our talk, and then die our death on the cross for our salvation, he's coming back. Yes, yes, for judgment, but also to bring us to the place that he has prepared for us in heaven. St. Paul tells us in our second reading today that we are strangers and aliens on this world, on this earth, that we have a heavenly homeland prepared for us. That is where we belong. Now, of course, life here on earth is beautiful and good, but if you're anything like me, I think you probably feel that tension sometimes, that it's just like, oh, I'm not made for this world. There's got to be something beyond. And it fills my heart with joy knowing that the Lord is coming sometime, maybe tomorrow, who knows, to bring us to that heavenly homeland. This is good news. This is a good thing. It makes me think, what's Jesus going to smell like when he comes back the second time? Maybe not like cigarettes. But regardless, when he comes back, we want to be prepared. What's a great way that we can be prepared? Well, an interesting thing happens after that line where it says that we should be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready for the moment when he knocks, ready to open. Then it says, the master who finds his servants ready will instruct them to recline at table. And the master will wait on the servants. The master who has come from his wedding. Well, what is that wedding? Christ is the master. And he's enthroned in heaven even as we speak, celebrating, rejoicing in the wedding feast of the Lamb, the fact that Christ has given himself completely to who? To us, his bride, the church. And he wants to come and get us and bring us up into that wedding banquet. We prepare by allowing him to feed us. The master comes to feed his servants. And he does that in some way at each and every Mass. Every Sunday, Christ, our master, our Lord, comes to feed us, his sons and daughters, with his flesh, his body and blood. And I can think of no better way, no better preparation for the wedding feast that awaits us in heaven than partaking regularly in that wedding feast here on earth. Every Sunday Mass. And so if this summer has been tough, maybe for you and your family, you haven't prioritized coming to Sunday Mass, let's get back on the horse. Come to the Sacrament of Reconciliation, receive the Lord's grace there, and be prepared. Be prepared so that you can await in joyful hope for the Master's return, whenever that is. And then be prepared to enter into his joy in the wedding feast of the Lamb, eternally taking place in heaven and coming down to earth right here, right now.